True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Daily Tip on the MGM Network on a Monday. Coming up, we'll take a look at our bets. About Chiefs-Eagles yesterday, some Sunday Night Football on the card. Then in 20 minutes, what in the world is wrong with Arch Manning? I can't wait to talk about that. We'll also pick a winner of the weekend when we vote on our Monday MVP. We've got some college football coming up in the next hour as well. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Chelsea, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Busy weekend. We had a ton of football games, of course, to talk about. And also, I was at a wedding during the Tennessee and Georgia game with a bunch of Tennessee fans. Needless to say, we had some shocked faces during the vows, and it wasn't anything to do with the bride or the groom.
And then you did shots when it was over. With Tennessee fans, oh, you have to miss the game, and then that's the game you miss, and you don't even get the win? Ooh.
No, they were watching it, Jenks. Like, what I'm saying is, like, everybody on the back row had their phone pulled up. And so, like, half of them turn it off. And they're like, oh, we got this. Right. Like, there's no way we lose this game, right? And then somebody's like, yo, it went to overtime. They're like, what? So, like, all this is happening in the back row of the wedding while the ceremony is going on. And then they miss the field goal. It goes to overtime. Then they lose in overtime. So, like, needless to say, there was a lot of drama at this wedding.
Oh, my God. See, this is why I'm getting married in April. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be done. Maybe there'll be some baseball on or something, and you don't have to worry about college football. College football weddings, as people know, people talk about this all the time, are the worst because you're dying to watch the game and you're trying to stay involved with the ceremony and all that goes with that.
I think it's fine if it's not like a marquee game. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there are other weeks where Tennessee is not playing Georgia, you know, in a big game, and I understand you don't know how, you know, the game's gonna go. It could have been a blowout, but like, still, that was a tough look because there were a ton of Tennessee fans there because we live in Nashville.
I guess that's true. I didn't think about that. Oh, we're gonna talk about that later on here on the show. That was a tough loss if you're a Vol, but how about a win? And your win on Friday, actually win yesterday in the NFL.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb, the target share god. These are the type of guys that I like to target when it comes to props because you know they're going to get the looks. CeeDee Lamb continues to get double-digit targets from Dak Prescott. Went over the century mark yet again. And trust me, if you had any props in the Cowboys and Giants game, they probably went over because that was an absolute bananas game as well. So the bet was over 78.5 receiving yards. I don't even know what he finished with because he got this in the fourth quarter and I stopped box score checking. But it was a win.
Well, on Friday, I had no official football bets for the weekend. I got a loss in baseball on Friday. The Dogster got a win. So for the week, you went 5-2. I went 10-7. The Dogster 3-2. Double D's degenerate parlay. Ooh, it was close. Won the first five games on his card. Lost the final three. So that goes 5-3. And the show parlay goes 3-2. It is a daily tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Monday. And let's begin with the marquee game yesterday in the National Football League, the Eagles and the Chiefs. It is Philly getting the dub 20-17. The Eagles were -1. They were -115 on the money line. Total set at 47. The under hits. And early on, it's Saquon.
There's Barkley, right side, sprinting through the hole. Saquon Barkley is in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Call courtesy of Fox. Eagles go on top 7-0. Barkley, 22 carries, 88 yards and a touchdown. Then in the fourth quarter, Eagles on top 13-10. And guess who else we see?
Hurst shoving his way in. He's in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Yep, Jalen Hurts, 101 yards in the air. And then 16 yards on the ground. The Eagles defense holds the Chiefs to only 294 yards. And Chelsea, now Patrick Mahomes, for the first time in his NFL career, has a three-game losing streak. Are we out on the Chiefs now?
I don't know. I think from a betting standpoint, it's now the time to investigate if it's the buy low spot on the Chiefs. Because I think it's very easy to look at this and be like, okay, any team that goes 0-2 to start the season in the NFL is up for an uphill climb because we know how difficult it is to make the postseason. But there are still good things that are going on with the Chiefs. Like, I understand it's very easy to look at these games and say, oh, they're washed. No, this looked like a carbon copy of all the games we saw last year where the Chiefs played in 1,000 one-score games, but the difference is last year, they won all of them. So eventually some regression was bound to happen. And plus, you played against the Super Bowl champs, the team that clearly has your number and beat the brakes off you in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're not playing the Eagles, I do think the Chiefs are still a very, very good team. And plus, think about it. You know, in a few games, they'll get back some of their receivers. So some help is on the way. I know the Chiefs don't look great right now, but I'm not ready to, you know, throw them in the garbage heap.
No, I think it's, you know, I think for me, it's watching the Chiefs go from, and we were talking dynasty, you know, before the Super Bowl last year. Dynasty, dynasty, dynasty. And you can certainly make the case that the Chiefs have had somewhat of a dynasty when you look at their run. But I think we were just seeing the Chiefs drop down a little bit is all it is. Because, look, they couldn't continue this forever. Last year, how many games did they just barely win? Like, they would escape in one-score games. I believe they were 10-0. And yeah, you make your own luck in the National Football League in any level. I totally get that. But if you're in the NFL, that can only be sustainable for so long. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to play this many teams that close on a regular basis, not everything is going to go your way. Eventually, it's going to go the other way. And this would have felt like a game that last year the Chiefs would have found a way to win. But now some of that luck has run out. And also the Eagles are the dominant team in pro football right now.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, the Eagles aren't giving up a lead. Like, they're probably the worst team you want to face, you know, in the final 2 minutes because they can run the football so effectively. Like, you're basically cooked. So, like, there are other teams in the NFL who are not that great in the final 2 minutes.
Right.
So, I think the Chiefs are going to get some wins. And think about how differently the narrative would be today, you know, if that ball doesn't go off Travis Kelce's hand and it isn't intercepted. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild how much a narrative can change off of one play, you know, and how
that's
one
true.
Play can, you know, have the butterfly effect of the entire game. So I'm not ready, you know, to say like, oh, well, the Chiefs dynasty is over. We've said this before, you know, and then the Chiefs go on to win a Super Bowl. So I feel like there's going to be some overreaction today. But I will say this, the Eagles still look very, very good. And you don't have to win in dominating fashion every single game in order to be a successful team in the NFL. And it's still a great sign that the Eagles, when they're on top, they can put away a win like nobody's business. You know, they've got that tush-push where you're just like, all right, here it comes. Just give them the first down. So the Eagles still look good as well.
I am not anti-tush-push, but I will say if the Eagles are going to run this so much, and they clearly are because no one can stop it, the NFL does need to regulate this thing or at least be aware, because I'm sure you saw that video going around yesterday where they're lined up on the line of scrimmage. And before the ball is snapped, like, you've got both of the Eagles guards, like, essentially jumping the snap and getting a head start. So look, full credit to the Eagles because they found something that opposing defenses just cannot find a way to stonewall. But at the same time, if you're going to allow the Eagles to jump off sides on this play and allow the guards to get ahead of the football,
then you're making it impossible. Like, you've got to at least make it fair.
I think it's wild to me that even on the broadcast, when they have the rules analyst, like Gene Serratore or whoever, he's like, I don't even know what to say here. Like, it has become so difficult to officiate this play and say, like, you know, what the actual penalty is or what it's not, that, like, even guys who this is their job, they don't know how to officiate. It's crazy.
Well, the one thing they can't do is...
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let the guards jump ahead of the football. Like, I understand the confusion, but ultimately, this is your job, guys, so figure it out. Also, the Eagles, man, 17-1 straight up in their last 18 games overall. I mean, that was essentially my handicap on Friday was, all right, I get these guys on the money line. Let's go for it. But very good game yesterday in Kansas City. Sunday Night Football last night, Double D's Falcons take care of business against the Vikings 22-6. The Falcons getting 3.5. Falcons plus 155 on the money line. Total set at 44 and a hook. The under hits. Sort of a sleepy game, especially in the first half. Falcons up 9-6 at the break. We only get one touchdown in the game, which comes in the fourth.
Walks into the end zone for the game's first touchdown.
That's Mike Tirico on NBC. Algier, 13 carries, 67 yards. But how about Bijan Robinson doing most of the work on the ground for Atlanta? 22 carries, 143 yards. And the Falcons defense shuts down J.J. McCarthy. You were just saying this in our discussion about Eagles Chiefs, which is, isn't it amazing how one play or one quarter can change a narrative? I mean, coming out of that game last week, everyone thought J.J. McCarthy, oh my God, did you see that second half? Yes, great. And also, nothing doing last night against Atlanta.
Yeah, we know from betting is that you can't take too much analysis off of a small sample size. It just doesn't logically make sense. So when you see a guy have one good quarter in the National Football League, you can't be like, oh, well, he's the next Tom Brady. Listen, there's only one Tom Brady, and he's not in the league anymore. He's on the booth right now. But looking in this game, like, J.J. McCarthy looked his age in this one. He looked like a young quarterback. Yeah. And for the Falcons, I feel like watching this game, and you saw, like, the first few plays, you're like, oh, my God, this offense is a juggernaut. Nobody can stop Bijan. And then they get inside the red zone and they just turn into, you know, a puddle of pee, you know? I was trying to think of something I could say on air. But, like, you get what I'm saying is that, you know, in the middle of the field, this Falcons offense was actually feasting, you know? Mm-hmm. And then finally they figured out, hey, maybe we should just continue to give it to Bijan. Because in the first half, they didn't figure that out until later. And it did feel like the appropriate usage of that meme where it's like the Lamborghini in the carport. Like, you have Bijan Robinson, use him. So at least the Falcons finally figured that out. The defense looked amazing. Maybe this is the year where the Falcons turn a corner. Because I saw somebody tweet this, and I used to work in Georgia, so I follow a lot of Falcons fans as well. They said the Falcons aren't allowed to have a good kicking game, defense and offense at the same time. Like, something has to go wrong. But the kicker made all of his field goals. You know, the defense looked good. And they finally started scoring when they got to the red zone, other than just field goals. So what a nice win for the Falcons.
Yeah, this is huge. I've learned a little bit more about the Falcons as we've gotten into this season. And look, I mean, it's difficult to go into the weeds with every single NFL team, but I feel like the Falcons have quietly done a really good job of building that team. And the thing about their offense in particular is that it feels like Michael Penix Jr. has been around forever, because he has, like, he's 38 years old or something, but he's played less than a full season in the National Football. It feels like he's been playing for a long time, because he's sort of been in the conversation for a while, went at Washington last year when he finally got the nod over Kirk Cousins, but he can still get a whole bunch better. And when you look at that Falcons offensive line, that's one of the reasons why, not just in this game, they're going to be able to run the ball throughout the season, because that O-line is one of the best in the game. And if Penix comes along like they think he's going to come along as well, then this Falcons team could be one of the surprise teams here. This is a very good win last night.
Yeah, especially against a good defense, you know, because isn't that one of the hallmarks of Minnesota, is they're supposed to have a really tough defense, especially for young quarterbacks going against them. So this was a good win for the Falcons. On the other end, what do we make of the Vikings? Because I think J.J. McCarthy definitely, again, showed his age last night. I think it kind of takes away the top-end potential for me. Like, maybe he can get better. Because, again, we're sitting September 15th. There's still plenty of time left in the season for him to improve. But, like, he made some costly mistakes. And it felt like every time I looked up, he was getting sacked. And not just, you know, sacked, but, like, pummeled. Like, as a mom, I felt, like, worried for both quarterbacks. Because I will say, there were a ton of, you know, big defensive plays in this game. I feel like the Falcons, I think, had 5 sacks in this game.
Six.
J.J. McCarthy is six. J.J. McCarthy is going to have to find a way to get rid of the ball earlier or get faster, or else he might be hurt by the end of the season.
Yeah, McCarthy, 158 yards, 2 picks, 6 sacks. This is why when everyone was, not everyone, but a lot of people were hot on the Vikings before the season. And look, McCarthy may end up being just fine. Who knows? But I'm like, how in the world are you going to put all of your hopes on this one team or back this one team when you've got a guy who hasn't played a down in the regular season in the most difficult position you could be in? The most difficult position in all of sports is quarterback in the National Football League. So you're going to put your money on a team with a guy who hasn't played a snap in the regular season? Like, he could be just fine, but he's going to have growing pains like almost every other rookie ever. So I just didn't get that.
Well, especially in the NFC North, where you have two very veteran quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, and Jared Goff, who, what, they put up a 50-some spot, you know, yesterday on the Bears. And then you have the Packers, who look amazing and just got Micah Parsons. So I think, you know, as much as I think the Vikings are going to improve, I don't think the NFC North is theirs this year.
Nah, it just doesn't feel that way. Well, coming up next year on the show, forget trying to win the Heisman. Arch Manning, my guy, just trying to complete a pass. What is wrong with the Texas quarterback? Woof. We're going to talk about that and the latest injury to Joe Burrow. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.